Yes, welcome back to the show. A little later in the show, we're going to talk our 5-1 best kickers, general play kickers of all time, and also talk about Madge and the West Tigers week. Ben, you just had a little bit of a tidbit about chasing dreams before we let it go.
Yeah, I thought I'd throw this in. The editor, Robert Sinise, father of Gary Sinise, who you know as Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course.
Lieutenant Dan. Yeah. Or Apollo 13.
Yeah.
Boy, 13,
a small world Hollywood.
Small world. It is. I watched Born on the 4th of July the other day again. It's one of those things. He's been in so many films and he's become such a parody of himself, Tom Cruise. I just couldn't take it serious.
Yeah, the fake Mo.
The fake Mo. Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, Benny, you worked 4 years at Civic Video. Okay, firstly, let's really go back on this one. Civic Video, Carlingford.
Yep.
How did you get the job?
I got the job because one of my friends, my good friends from... thanks, Webby.
Webby just did a sign. It was like, he was like, cop shot, what is it? The Telly Savalas, the lollipop cop.
My first job out of school was working behind the bar at Black Stump Restaurant at Carlingford.
Oh.
And downstairs was Civic Video. One of my friends was working there and she got me the job.
Wow. Yeah. Black Stump Restaurant. Liam's still on the line there. I remember MG used to say... He took Liam's auntie for their first date to Auntie Megan to Black Stump for the first time and made her pay.
Oh. And I guarantee because you used to have buy one get one free vouchers. Everyone, do you know how many people we had buy one get one free vouchers? Do you know how many people used to run out on the bill of Black Stump restaurants?
Really?
It's like you're only paying for one meal out of two, and people would still do a runner.
Liam, have you worked in video store or anything like that of any sort?
No, I never got around. I just worked at Eagle Boys up the road.
Yeah. But
video stores were sort of, when I was about 8 or 9, they were sort of slowly disappearing. And I think within a year, that like most of them were gone.
Do you reckon they'll come back?
I don't know. Not with Netflix. Is Blockbuster Netflix, though? Have they?
Oh, that I don't
have know.
Netflix, yeah, Netflix used to ship out DVDs. That's how they started. So they just send them out in the mail and people would send them back. But as soon as streaming came around, I think it just got rid of it.
Okay, Ben, so tell us, what was your job there at Civic Video?
General video store clerk, where I'd rent videos, do general cleanup, put the videos back on the shelf. Did that for 4 years during university.
Do you reckon people back in the day, when they'd get the video out of the recorder, do you reckon they'd wash their hands when they've done their dirty stuff?
Well, see, I've got a story about this. So
certain types of movies.
This is not a nice story, but we used to have 10 videos for $5. And the only people that would get the 10 videos for $5 were people that hired adult films.
Pornos, yeah.
Pornos. So the... Who's going to hire a porno?
Yeah.
It's going to be an old man. It's going to be a young boy.
Yeah.
It was middle-aged women.
Loved
the video store softcore porn.
Really?
And every single time they'd come back and they'd walk out like this. They'd come back and be in a plastic bag, and the plastic bag always had a feel to it,
Like a rubber feel?
Like a lubricant feel? They used to come back and everyone's like, I'm not touching that.
More importantly, were they rewound?
No, they'll never rewound. They're always about 5 minutes in.
Gotcha. It's like those disgusting people that go to the hotels and just watch the previews.
No one's watched a full one.
What was some of the titles as such?
City Liquors.
There was Wet Dream Penis on Elm Street. It was a classic. Edward Penis Hands. Did I say penis on the radio?
Was the one like Cliffhanger?
I can't repeat that one. I cannot. It involved Banger.
Okay. Tell us about some of the things that you saw at Civic Video.
A lot of defecation at Civic Video.
Hang on. Really?
Yeah. So... We saw on CCTV footage a boy coming in who decided that he needed to go to the toilet, did a poo down the back of the store. The mother got a pile of videos.
When you say boy, how old? 16?
No, like a six-year-old.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's right.
But then the mother built a little tower of videos around it, so it was hidden from view. We could see this on the CCTV footage. And then we had another mother whose kid did a poo in a bag, and she wrapped it up and then just dropped it in the bin at the front of the store, not outside. don't take it with you. Just drop it. We're like, what's it
when
smell?
I was building my house in Newcastle, I went to one of those stores to look for baths and vanities and everything. Mm. And Samuel was only a little fella. I can't remember what time it was. 4 or 5. Anyway, I sort of lost him. Turned around. There he is on one of the display toilets, hanging a massive Henry III. When it come out, I said, "You've been storing that for 3 days in there."
Well, we had kids like just urinating all over videos at the back and all sorts of mate wild.
I took a dump once when I did an open house. I just had to go. Wow. Yeah, one up in Newcastle. The bloke at the real estate said, "Mate, where you been?" I said, "Mate, I go to the toilet." He said, "Mate, I hope it was number one." I said, "Bad news, mate." some others, Ben.
I had death threats. I had because you used to
a civic video in Carlingford.
Yeah, so you used to have.
Threats.
Yeah, we had death threats. Well, that's civic video is very close to some areas down the hill that are pretty, you know, can be pretty rough. So we had one guy who came in and he hired Predator 1 and 2 as a box set. Okay,
he thought they were pornos.
Six weeks later, we're calling, going, "Mate, can you please bring in? You need a return," because you have to call the people on a giant list. So you spend half your shift sitting there going, "Can you please bring back the video? I don't have it." "Yes, you do. Bring it back." Anyway, he came back in and with the video and threatened to kill everyone in the store. He goes, "I bought this video." And it's like, "Mate, you rented it for $3. "No, I bought it for $3.
Oh,
so he wouldn't give it back. So he threatened to kill us all.
Okay,
and he was a crazy man.
Okay, what about people? Strange, was it a fine if you didn't rewind?
50 cents.
50 cents. Did people go nuts when you?
Oh, because they would accumulate, and they'd have the repeat offenders. So someone might have on their video account, you owe us $3.50, and they would go ballistic, ballistic.
What about fines? Like if you're late. What were the,
I think they were like $1 a movie or something like that. Mm. They weren't.
Well, when we moved out, when I first moved out for the first time with a house, I was living with a couple of blokes, Shitty Carter and Max Chapman and Menko, which it's fair. It was a pretty outrageous house. We used to hire from the video store around the corner, Video Easy, and we accumulated a debt of $55. Which wasn't like they kept ringing, asked for it back. Anyway, I got a knock on the door. It was a debt collector.
Yeah, we said debt.
That's why I ask, because I remember I got chased by a debt collector over some Video Easy junction.
Yes, was it?
Remember that Video Easy, the junction? I remember
my neighbour used to own it.
There you go.
Yes.
We did actually have, you'd get to a certain level of debt, and then we would have to give it to debt collectors to go and collect. Like, what a Video Easy debt?
Yeah. I know.
It's sort of low people that knock your doors for that.
Imagine if that stayed on your credit rating.
Oh, yeah.
Liam. Oh, I see you haven't paid the $7 to Video Easy.
Are you hearing what you missed out on, Liam, back in the day?
Yeah, I know. It's sad.
Because VHS, that was the game. Remember Beta? You used to sit there as well?
Oh, yeah.
Never Beta. Touched the Beta.
What about an Eagle Boys pizza? You would have had a few stories, Liam, would you?
Oh, no. Just missed out on a lot of parties that... Dad and everyone went to Maddie's. It was usually on a Saturday night that I worked.
Yeah.
Everyone would go to Maddie's after the footy or something, and I'd go up and work it, make some pizzas.
Mm.
Webby had a good university job.
Yeah, I worked at a BP service station in Charlestown.
Did you? How was that?
I lived in fear of getting held up.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And I had to serve behind the counter a couple of Knights players.
Did you?
Yes, because BP obviously sponsored
the sponsor,
you guys.
Sponsor in 91.
I can't remember you guys. I always remember Chief coming in. But it was also like that big BP up at Charlestown was also like a news agency. So middle-aged married men would come in with, "Here's the Newcastle Herald," and go, "Yes, just the Newcastle Herald, the $27 worth of super and those magazines, thanks."
Oh, skin mags.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the men like the pictures, the women like the vision.
Yeah. Isn't it funny? Would you class, here's a question for you. Would you class people and picture magazines as pornography or just good good reading?
Yes. What have happened? Are they still going? Are they picturing people?
Because I got one once at the news agency at Cessnock and the bloke called me a pervert. I said, "Mate, it's a picture magazine. I only look for the homeboys at the back."
Remember how we bought those two picture magazines for when we did that prank on the turbos?
Yes.
As Jakey Sideway.
Yeah, I said to Jake, we didn't know who it was. Who was the bloke? Dave from DY.
From DY.
I said, And I said, mate, can you sign that? He signed for People magazine.
It's still sitting in my drawer at work, this People magazine with Jake Trevoy's signature on it.
I know several former editors of Picture and People magazine.
Oh, really?
Strange men.
Okay, what about this one? There was a former Knights player who once sent a photo homeboys, and in the background he had a photo of, now I'm sorry, let me just correct that. He sent a photo of his wife in the nick, one of these, and in the background was a photo of he and his wife, the wedding photo, which people got the magnifying glass at and went, that's,
name them, that's sensational.
The surname is triple syllable. That's all I'll say. Liam, thanks, mate. Good job, brother.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
On the note of homeboys, after the break, we'll talk about the king of the homeboys, Garth Brennan.